Okay, have I transitioned from this mic? To, yeah, cool. So you have to cast your minds back to before COVID, and I always thought there were a fair number of sort of tinfoil hat wearing types in the town. We already had chemtrails, 5G, flat earth. And then as COVID kicked in, it just went up a whole other gear. Everyone's on Facebook, you know, the vaccine is poison, designed to lower the Earth's population. Sorry, I've moved away from the mic. The vaccine has got a chip in it. It's going to be used in the 5G, follow you about, that kind of thing. It would also crucially make you magnetic. I couldn't work out what the benefit of that was. To the global elite, who, according to how far on the QAnon matrix you were the political elites were either lizard people from an alien planet or paedophiles who liked pizza. And they were drinking the blood of children. And, of course, Destiny Church thought it was a punishment for gay marriage. I think they missed the boat on AIDS. They weren't around then. So they jumped on, you know, with the COVID. And a lot of people went down these rabbit holes and they just couldn't get back because they'd invested so much of themselves into it. I think you call it the sunk cost fallacy. You know, I've said too much to back down now. One of my favorite websites that entertained me during COVID was something from America on Reddit, subreddit called the Herman Cain Award. And Herman Cain was one of Trump's top advisors who told everybody not to take the vaccine, contracted COVID at the garden party at the White House and died about a week later. And, which I thought that was great. So basically, if you sort of shit-canned COVID and the vaccine and then you got ill, you were nominated. And when you died, you got your Herman Cain Award. And I just thought it was illustrative of how people were kind of struggling. But, you know, there are many ways to say, what now? You know, there's like, what now? Or, what now? But when I was looking on the internet for a lot of my friends, it was more of a question of, you know, oh, what now? What's the new conspiracy theory? What now? So I thought, that's why I wrote the song. Okay, so I hope you enjoy it.
We've all heard your theories, your thoughts and your queries, especially during lockdown. But what now? Seriously, brother, what now? I can see from the chat that you're at it again. You're paranoid still, and it's making you ill. What now? He said the vaccine's a killer. Now listen to this. My friend got it now. He's stuck to his fridge. Another one thinks he's being watched from afar since he painted a Q on the back of his car. All I can say is there's no need to sweat it. I think you'll find tinfoil just is not magnetic. What now? Vaccine is actually a tracking device. It uses the 5G to follow you through life. It knows where you've been and it knows what you've done. It's like Facebook and Twitter and TikTok in one. 60 posts a day, you're calling everyone a Nazi, and everyone can see you like your own personal
Stasi.
You could just switch off your phone wherever you roam, find out how things work. You stop seeing people, now you're counting sheeple and telling us all we're asleep. But it's four in the morning and frankly you're boring and nobody's liked you all week. You can have your opinion, say it's absolutely free, so why are you choosing to repost Brian Tamaki? You're paranoid still and it's making you ill, what now? It's not like you know things, you're only surmising. Memes are not reality, this is a sunk cost fallacy. You're paranoid still and it's making you ill, what now?
You can clap here. I meant in time with the music. That's better. Stop! Don't vaccinate or listen. Running away from a brand new invention. Bullshit's grabbed a hold of you tightly. Jabs like a harpoon day and nightly. Will it ever stop? I don't know, but if you turn off the lights, he'd tell you that he glows.
Jacinda and Ashley are worms in disguise. It's all been covered up by the media and their lies. I know it's not the reason that you were expecting, but that's why they won't let us buy ivermectin. What now? What's got into your daft head now? I'm on mass, I'm unmuzzled, I'm unvaccinated and I'm untroubled. I'm unafraid and I'm unwell, I am under observation, I am unresponsive now. Stop all this performance, you might just regret it. Posthumously, in an embarrassing subreddit. Don't die on this hill, chugging veterinary pills, what now? We've seen and dismissed this, you're not some new prophet. The world isn't flat just 'cause you don't fall off it. You're paranoid still and it's making you ill. What now? A horse is a horse, of course, a horse, unless it's, of course, a talking horse. If it could talk, a talking horse would tell you don't take a course, of medicine made for a horse. What now? What now?
Are not real. Thank you.